Johnny Clegg is one of the most famous South African musicians in the world. He's been playing music, including with his musical partner Sifo Mchuna in the bands Jaluka and Savuka, for over 30 years. He was a pioneer in creating those bands and crossing the racial divide during apartheid in South Africa. His latest album is called Human, was released in October on Appleseed Records. There's a lot to talk about, but I started out by asking him about his early days during apartheid and the role of radio in the music of the country then.
Well, the South African government owned every single radio station. In the 60s and 70s, there was no independent radio operating. So also we had a number of kind of censorship laws, four levels of censorship, plus cultural segregation, which meant that you couldn't mix language on the same song. Local languages had to be separated because it was part of the separation policy. And then you had first political censorship. So if any record was released, it had to go through the political bureau. If there were any lyrics there that might incite anybody to start thinking about their situation. Sexual, religious, and then cultural. This is the mixing rule, no mixing. I used to listen to Radio Zulu. There was an hour where, I think it was on a Sunday afternoon, they would play traditional street guitar music. But the key here is that I never would have gone to the Zulu radio had I not met street musicians in the street. In other words, I was like doing research. When I was 14 and 15, I met street musicians. When listening, you know, to the guys talking, they would say, well, my song was recorded by the South African Broadcasting Corporation in their subscription services, which is, you know, guys would be tasked with taking a microphone and a little tape recorder and go out to basically create this immense library or archive of traditional music. And some of these chaps that I knew in the street had some of their songs recorded. So I would listen to see if they came up. But essentially for myself and for Sipho Mchunu, my partner, we had no airplay and we had to develop a very, very strong live act in order to get our music out to the people in South Africa.
Yeah, you must have really thrown them for a loop when, I guess, your first recordings were these songs that you recorded, and what are they going to do with that?
Yeah. No, well, you go to the English station, they'd say, we can't play it, it's got Zulu on it. And then we go to the Zulu station, they say, yeah, but it's got English on it. So, you know, my record company eventually worked out that there was a thing called international. So Juluka's first airplay came on the international hour, which was supposed to be for, you know, international music. So we were kind of presented to our own country as outsiders.
Where would you get to perform now? That must have been another issue at the time.
Yes, we had the a law called the Group Areas Act, which separated communities geographically, and you weren't allowed to go into a black area or a coloured area or an Asian area without a permit from a magistrate. You could go in if it was for like economic business, but you still have to have a permit. If it was for anything else, you had to apply 3 months in advance, and it was a whole thing, and then the security police would vet you. And I'd been arrested when I was 15 years old in a migrant labor hostel under this particular act, so I was a red flag. So what we did is we started touring in the rural townships 3, 4, 5 hours outside of Johannesburg, because these places were under the radar as far as police monitoring were concerned. They were considered to be just, you know, sort of the backwoods. But as we moved into the more built-up areas, we started to have our shows closed down. I estimate that between 82 and 86, we had about 20 to 30% of our shows closed down by police. Some of them quite, you know, violently, with tear gas and dogs on stage. Then what they would do is, they would allow the show to go on. They'd allow the people to spend their money, and then on the second song, they'd close the show down. So not only would they not see the show, but they would be penalized because the promoter would run off with their money. So, you know, it became very, very difficult. And so we worked out that the only way they knew that we were playing there is because in the townships they put these huge white banners into the entrance. So we said to the promoters, you can't do that anymore because, you know, you're alerting the authorities. So what we used to do is we used to ride around the township on the day with a megaphone. And the promoter would employ two or three taxi drivers, and they would run around the township for the morning and the afternoon saying, Chuluga's here tonight, you know, come to the show. So it was like a kind of word of mouth thing. But we had all those kind of, you know, sort of tactics that we had to use in order to get to play. Then in 1986, Savuka was launched in the middle of the state of emergency, which was the beginning of the end of the apartheid system. It took 8 years from that time till 1994. Before we were all free. And that was a very tough time because not only were we being stopped by I mean, this is all musicians who are playing in townships. Not only were we being stopped at times by the police, but we were also being stopped by the young, very, very politicized, unemployed youth who felt that we couldn't play on a particular weekend because somebody had been shot dead by the police and there was a funeral down the road and they didn't want to have a competing music festival. And so it became a very difficult time for live shows. And I don't think actually we ever recovered, because even now, you know, outdoor shows, there's a bit of a dampener on them.
Our guest is Johnny Clegg, and he's got a wonderful new album. He's been performing as a solo artist for a number of years and has a new album called Human. And I must say, you've retained this incredibly, considering all that you had to go through just to make your music, how upbeat the music of all your bands have been over the years. A great example of this, what I'm talking about, these upbeat songs, is one of yours called Cruel, Crazy, Beautiful World, which folks may well remember. Can you do that one?
Yeah. You got to wash with the crocodile in the river. You got to swim with the sharks in the sea. You got to live with the crooked politicians. Just those things that you can never see. Aye, aye, Jezimpana. Aye, aye. Aye, aye, Jezimpana. Aye, aye. You got to trust your lover when you go away. Keep on believing tomorrow brings a better day. Sometimes you will smile while you cry inside. Maybe once you walk away when the truth is shining bright. Aye, aye, Jezimpana. Aye, aye. Aye, aye, Jezimpana. Aye, aye. Cause it's a cruel, crazy, beautiful world. Every day you wake up, I hope it's under a blue sky. Oh, it's a cruel, crazy, beautiful. One day when you wake up, I will have to say goodbye. I'll say goodbye. Oh, mi avaleli samfana wa. Beyond the door, strange, cruel, beautiful years lie waiting for you. I want you to know you won't escape loneliness. Maybe you lose hope too. Aye, aye, Jezimpana. Aye, aye. Aye, aye, Jezimpana. Aye, aye. Cause it's a cool, crazy, beautiful world. Every day you wake up, I hope it's under a blue sky. Oh, it's a cruel, crazy, beautiful world. One day when you wake up, I will have to say goodbye. I'll say goodbye. Oh, mina ya valeli zampana wa mi. Ah, ya valeli zampana wa. Oh, When I hold your small body close to mine, you know I feel weak and strong at the same time. So few years to give you wings to fly, show you stars to guide your ship by. It's a beautiful world. Oh, it's a cool, crazy, beautiful world. Oh, yeah, my love is anymore. It's a cool, crazy, beautiful world.
Johnny Clegg is our guest, and that is Cruel, Crazy, Beautiful World live today. Johnny, it was interesting to hear you talk about all the dates you would play in South Africa and how you'd have to go, you know, into the townships to play. And I'm wondering what happened when you would bring Zulu culture to the more white areas.
Our audiences were essentially migrant workers, traditional migrant workers from the rural areas who came into the cities, and also university students, which was a huge split. And so playing in the townships, we would often play near migrant labor hostels because the township hall would be located there. So we started to build up this early sort of crossover, which was weird because these people never ever met each other at all at any time. White students living in, you know, in the white areas, in white universities, and black migrant workers living in migrant labor hostels on the edges of townships. And we bridged that. We brought a crossover experience to each of them. At times there were some political lyrics, but essentially Juluka was a cultural crossover project. And what kept us going, with all the harassment and all the other nonsense we had to put up with, was that we knew we were making a new kind of music. And the excitement of doing that was just, you know, just amazing. Every day I'd wake up and think, wow. So all of those things, you know, kind of were propelling us forward.
And you had a partner in Juluka, in Sipho Mchunu. And what's he doing now?
Sipho Mchunu has 9 wives and 43 children. He lives in a huge ranch in Makabeleni, which is on a very famous river called the Tugela River, huge river. It's the most beautiful place you can imagine. It's a river valley surrounded by 7 hills. And he cattle farms, and basically he's a kind of a farmer gentleman.
You had a producer in South Africa who was excited about working with you guys, and that was Hilton Rosenthal. And I guess one of the things that Hilton did was send a bunch of South African albums to Paul Simon. Was that an initial? Did Paul ask for them, or did he was he responsible for getting his interest in the music of South Africa? Because it's interesting to contrast you and Paul, because in some ways you did the same thing, but you were really embedded in the culture.
Well, he heard the Scatterlings album. And as an acknowledgement on Graceland, he uses the word Scatterlings in one of the songs. He asked my permission, and I said, no problem. And I met him on a few occasions. Hilton got him all the music that he required. Hilton is a kind of a road producer for him, going around getting Shangaan and other different types of music. Well, Paul Simon, he cast his net across all the 11 sort of languages and different music traditions. All the music that he did choose, the actual sort of musical styles, none of them were Zulu. The only group that he used was Ladysmith Black Mambazo, which was a vocal group who gave, you know, that special sort of male choral effect to some of his music. But most of the other stuff came from Shangaan music, Southern Sotho, township music, more sort of urban, less traditional and tribal. I was more on the tribal side.
Well, you mentioned Scatterlings of Africa, and that song is sort of, it's about Africans and having dispersed themselves throughout the world. But is it about them not being able to come back to South Africa, or is it just a celebration of the culture as it went further from Africa?
Well, this takes me back to my time as an anthropologist. I was lecturing on the origins of man. And as far as we knew, in 1978, 79, the oldest human hominids, really, were from Africa, going back 3 million years, at a place called Olduvai Gorge, which is in Tanzania. So Olduvai appears in the lyrics. And we were really fighting against the apartheid ideology, saying the position they assumed. These were, you know, there was a biological justification in nature for separating these races from each other. So from that, then we started to look at origins and started to, David Leakey started to say, you know, the oldest hominids come from Africa, and then every population group in the world has got elements of the African gene, and that 170,000 years ago, a small band of Africans left Africa and crossed over into sort of the Near East, and then, you know, kind of spread across the whole of the world, and now there's 6 billion of us. So Scatlings Africa is really saying that, you know, in the end, in the final instance, in the last analysis, everybody is an African.
Professor Clegg, with the long version that he does so succinctly in the song. can you do the song?
Yeah, sure. Yum o ham, ye ham ho ham, yum o ham. Ye ham ho ham, ye o ham, ye ham ho ham, ye o ham, ye ham ho. Coppers and sinking love, scatterlings and fugitives, hooded eyes and weary brow, seek refuge in the night. They are the scatterlings of Africa, each uprooted one. Oh mama, yeah, on that road to Pelamanga, where the world began. I love the scatterlings of Africa, each uprooted one. Oh mama, yeah, in their hearts a burning hunger, beneath the copper sun. Ye o ham, ye ham o ham, ye o ham, ye ham ho ham, ye o ham, ye ham o ham, ye o ham, ye ham ho. Ancient bones from Olduvai, echoes of the very first cry. Who made me hear and why beneath this copper sun? African idea, African idea, make the future clear, make the future clear. And we are scatterlings of Africa, both you and I. We're on that road to Pelamanga, beneath the copper sky. And we are scatterlings of Africa, on a journey to the star. Far below we live forever, dreams of what we were. Yum o ham, ye ham o ham, yum o ham. Ye ham ho ham, ye ho ham, ye ham ho ham, ye ho ham, ye 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 ye. Scatterlings of Africa, scatterlings of Africa, scatterlings of Africa.
Johnny Clegg playing live for us today, and that is Scatterlings of Africa. Johnny has a new album out called Human on Appleseed Records here in the U.S. And we haven't done anything from that. Do you want to do one of your new ones?
Yeah, it's a song called Love in the Time of Gaza. I was born inside the rain on a day of wonder. Deep inside my brain, memories of thunder. I grew up a refugee, my life not fixed or free. I know the world's not to blame, 'cause everybody carries my name. Ooh, these are my father's people. Tree once grew. Ooh, we are the children of the new world. Ooh, we have a new dream pushing through. The sky is black with gunships, but I'm dreaming of a girl. In her eyes, love and friendship, but will she understand my world? Now I'm like a windswept sea, fear and hope crashing over me. Will she think my world is cruel when I share my point of view? Ooh, these are my father's people. Ooh, this is where the human tree once grew. Ooh, we are the children of the new world.
Love in the Time of Gaza, a new song from Johnny Clegg, who's playing live today. What was the inspiration for that one?
I was watching the war against Gaza in the aftermath in 2009, January. In the background, there was this young guy standing, about 17 years old, standing, you know, not part of this, but just at the back, looking at this girl. And I mean, this place is—it's just rubble, you know. It's a major smoke, and he's looking at her. It was such a strong image for me. It was like just 3 seconds in the background, and I thought, he likes the girl. And I thought, in the midst of all of this, there is something quite incredibly strong about being human, which is the title of the album.
Johnny, thank you so much for playing live today. It's been really wonderful.
Thanks so much.
Johnny Clegg, our guest, and we'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.